Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, Be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
I'd like to talk about this concept I call identity themes. It's that, you know, we all have an identity about who we are and what's possible for us. And sometimes we struggle, though, to figure out how do I need to look at myself and my life so I can reach that next level. So what I found is there's six primary themes that run through all of our lives and our identity that really shapes who we are today. And if we can look at each of these six areas and discover how have you been viewing yourself as a person, then we might be able to change it so that it will help you progress even faster in life. The first identity theme that can really move the needle for you is the identity theme of I'm deserving. Do you feel deserving of love? Do you feel deserving of abundance? Do you feel deserving of joy? Do you feel like you deserve to be happy? I know those are basic questions, but I can share with you, so many people don't. But they've never really thought about it. They've never seen, like, gosh, so many parts of my life, I didn't feel like I deserved anything good, so I never worked towards anything good. So many parts of my life, I didn't feel like I was adequate or worthy, so I never put myself out there and tried new things. And if there's ever a point in your life where you decide, you know what, I do deserve that. I deserve some good things in my life. I hope you'll do it now. Some people, they develop that as a mantra. You know, they literally say, you know what, I deserve happiness now. I deserve joy now. I deserve to feel better now. And when you can say that I deserve something, you're sort of calling it from the universe. You're phoning it in. The universe is saying, oh, wait. Oh, hey, she's ready. As soon as you make that turn in your identity, I'm deserving, things open up for you. The second area that people really struggle with, and I think can really be the changing day in your life, is I'm ready. I'm ready to take this next action. I'm ready for the transition. I'm ready for the good things in my life right now. Are you ready? And are you committed to that? You know, I work with a lot of Olympians, and a lot of the time when you're doing their conditioning, their mental conditioning for it, when you get them on the line, like a sprinter, as an example, like I'll get an Olympic class sprinter on the line and I'll sit down, I'll be talking to him about what he's about to go do. And the ones who feel ready, boom, they're like a bolt. They're out of there. The ones who are like, you know what? I didn't train enough. You know, I should have done this, I should have done that, I'm not really ready, they always lose the race. The person who believes they're ready wins the race. Next, do you feel capable? In your identity, throughout your life, have you felt capable? Like, I got this. Like you had the competency and the confidence to do something. Really think about it. If you thought about the whole span of your life, have you thought, I got this. I can figure this out. And ultimately, capability, it's just a mental contraption. You just decide one day, you're like, okay, I don't know how it might turn out, but I know I'm going to work towards making it turn out positive. I know I'm gonna figure it out. And frankly, do the work. If you don't feel capable, I say, you know what? Go study. You know, I don't feel capable. Go interview people to figure out how they did. I don't feel capable. Read books on that topic. It's okay if you don't feel capable. Do the work to become capable.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
The next one is, as you're marching towards all of this, can you have an identity that is open? Are you open to learning? What's the next level opening for you? I'm gonna open my mind again to my spouse, not believe I know what they're gonna do. I'm gonna open my mind to see who they really are and what they really want now. Not what happened last month or 4 months ago. I'm gonna be open in this moment. Presence comes from an openness and awareness and a mindfulness to this moment. So as you open your presence, you open to the world. Another identity theme is persistence. Do you feel like you've been a persistent person throughout your life? And again, it's okay if you haven't, any of these, it's okay if I'm going through these and you're like, geez, Brent, I've been off my game for a couple years. That's okay, that's why we're here. We're here to do the work, to start the new identity, to start the new habits and start the new desires of your life to move forward. So it's okay if you haven't, but if you have been persistent, you know that those who are persistent, they get all the rewards of life. It's so easy to give up, but you need to persist through the rejection, the turmoil, the chaos, the fear. If you just keep going, you'll develop those skills, you'll develop those capabilities, and you'll develop the identity that says, I got this too. And then the last one, and I've never seen an identity theme that's so powerful in people's lives, ever. When I think about the most successful and the most fulfilled, the most joyous, happy people I know, they have this identity theme and they work on it a lot. And their identity theme is that they see themselves as a role model. They see themselves as a role model for their kids. They see themselves as a role model for their neighbors. They see themselves as a role model in the community. And so they end up having usually more virtue or more values that are demonstrated to people. They have a different level of character. And those who want to be a role model, they end up being those who get promoted. They end up being those ones who think about the things they're communicating to their kids. They're the ones who, when you know everyone's volunteering, they kind of gather around that person because that person ends up being a little bit more of the leader because they had that intention to say, I want to be attentive to my behaviors and my energy and how that is coming across to other people because I want to be a good person for them. And so if you haven't had that identity theme for a while, this is a great time to take that in. Think about the habits you've had in your life that are good and that are bad. You know, and really think about how they have affected your life and who you view yourself as today. So for example, a habit you might have had in the past, you might say, well, Brendan, I smoke. Okay, well, how has that affected your identity and how you feel about yourself? Now, maybe you say, well, I feel like because I smoke, I'm not a healthy person. I can't be healthy. Maybe that's true for you. And if that is, you should know that. See, all our habits really affect us. Our routines, the things that we continually do, they affect how we view ourselves. And all of them stack up to either we're proud of ourselves or we're not. We're confident or we're not. We're sad or we're happy. So I'd love for you to just take some time to figure out, well, what are the main habits of your life that has really shaped your identity? That is, how you feel about yourself. So some of these habits could be things like, well, my habit is I run every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm a jogger. And so that makes me feel very healthy, right? Or we might move into your relationships. Because, you see, we have habits in all different parts of our lives. We have habits in our health. We have habits in our relationships. We have habits in our career. We have habits in our spirituality. All the areas we spoke about earlier. And those habits are either setting us up to win and feel good about ourselves, or they're making us feel worse about ourselves. So take the time, write down what are your positive and negative habits, and then write down what could be more empowering habits for you.
All right, hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in an internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.